in the middle of the bush.
You missed the first half of Ayyuva Samalava. Can we say it?
Pretty good.
Ayyuva Samalava. So, Ayyuva Samalava we spoke about last time. We explained some bit of understanding of the greatness and importance of Malava. And why it's something that should be oyev. We'll try tonight on the other two parts of the Mishnah. The sonis or abonis. Opposite, we said this mission is, what's American success for me? I shouldn't have to work too much. Prestige and power, right? And that for that I should get paid a lot of money. That's basically the same thing. So the Mishnah tells us against all of these things, oh, you have some malacha and not this star. Because if you take star, you need star. That shouldn't be the... You shouldn't see your wife, your whole month you're working, meaningless. What are you accomplishing at the end of the month? You get a check. That's very, very advisable form of running one's life. And prestige. So the Mishnah gets very, very strong worded about it. He says the Mishnah is putting this in something as evil. Evil. Anybody's wearing a black hat. People call him rabbi, it gets a little nervous. Okay. Well, what's going to be? Just say it's a bonus. So, just that should nobody, if anybody shouldn't get too nervous, it doesn't say, say it's a bonus. Okay. I hate that bonus. You have to hate the prestige element of a position, and the oyev should be the malacha, the responsibility element. And this is true in all walks of life. It's not particularly rabbonus, it doesn't necessarily in particular mean the prestige of what we call rabbonus, or a rabbinical post. Any position that has within it an aspect of prestige, dangerous. Watch it. Speak, all the red lights go off. I have to tell a nice thing to influence people. Well, what's the... Where's the danger sign? Where's the red flag? So the number one aspect is gaiva. First in the words, Sainas are abonis because it has a huge stumbling block. All you have to do is walk in there, and they say a beautiful garment, what do they call them? A frock. They say when you buy it, it's always a few sizes too big. So within 2 months, you barely can fit into it. So if you want to see on this mission how far this is, look here. But kind of, they have to stay on the matter. Divorces to the power. So yes, our opponents. Shekain hayu shuvim b'parchi oyim. This is what Rav used to say about himself. Chomisha yoyim li koydim shekonos l'gul azu. He was a nasi. If somebody would tell me before I got the position that I have to take upon myself such a position, because I have to enter this position, I would be so upset at him, I would want to destroy him.
would want to go into is, this is a very strong language, it's not a working language, which means that certain times an extreme, this is the most strongest language, in the very extreme cases, the person does terribly wrong, so the person is halacha, you're allowed to ruin his business, his livelihood. It's very rare in Shulchan, it appears only once or twice, you have the right to do such a thing. He says, this is the way he would feel about somebody who would try to tell him, why don't you go take that office? He says, actually, I'm asking, now that I'm in the office, somebody that will tell me to drop the office, writes an Isha apple of whom come shall come. They didn't hold any, punches. Certain things the way it is. But I'd like that it should be a whole jar of boiling water fall on him. What kind of talk is this? We would look down at a mayor who would talk that way. I would have thoughts. But they were so low. It's annoying. That's such an able understanding to fine tune that they were able to pick up little things that were going on within them. And of course, they pushed aside. They didn't act upon them. He never said he's going to do it. That's what he wanted. So how you write him? There was an urge there somewhere. Of course, he didn't act on it. He never had me to act upon it. There wasn't such a possibility before. And if it wouldn't be him, he wouldn't even notice. But he's telling you, if I have it, so don't be so sure you don't have it.
Right.
If I have, if I can know, I can feel such a feeling like that somewhere. That's why he says it with all of the grubs, all of the sharp guys. We all have an evil streak in us. We all have a yetzer. And we don't have to be ashamed of that. We have to be aware of it and beware of it. We have to be on guard. So you have to know how super double dangerous is this business of Rabbanus. Alright? Before you get there, you recognize the extreme danger that it's not worth taking. Responsibility. The Papi Shmaya, the Rabbi, that says that a person is a position of influence, authority. All of the Chatoim of the whole team are on his back. Because if he would have said the right things, maybe he wouldn't have done it. It's a tremendous authority, tremendous responsibilities. We're so heavy against to take on such a responsibility that we consider somebody a person like a raider. He's just trying to destroy him if we tell him to take the position. That was the day before he took the position. The day after, and then somebody's going to tell you, leave the chair. Somebody else, leave the chair. Leave the chair. The world. I got the chair. We have to be aware of this double-headed sword, that they're both true simultaneously. Both you carry the responsibility of, you carry the responsibility, the weight of the responsibility of the position, and also you fall into the terrible danger, the glue that these chairs have. He says that he can get stuck on it too. What do you mean? Another example, the host of Moshe continues. Big people over here. Shaul HaMelech, before he became Melech, it was told Shmuel HaMelech, Shmuel HaNavi came and told him, you're it. And he made a big party, all five of us gets together. Can't find Shmuel. Where is he? He was hiding. Shoshem lo amoyd b'malchus hoy miskabe. Shenema v'yim Hashem hinei hu nech b'elekele. They need a nevuah to tell him so they can find him. But this is your show. Everybody's here to anoint you for king. I'm busy now. You forced me into it. Can I do it? I tell him, I'll tell you. If it's not up in nevuah, he's going to tell you where I am. I'm not there. You forced me, but I'm not there. Not me. No way. Melech me, no. That was one day. A little while later, B'shosha Omo lo yireidim, when they told him to go down from the Malchus, Hayamakshach adobit l'horgon. That's before I am. Now, you must take away the kingdom from me? Me? I am king. Take the kingdom away from me. Kill them. And so forth, the similar type of ideas. Some other Makaris over here. The basic idea of the double-headed sword, which is such a dangerous and difficult Nisayan, that unless somebody's forced into it, you'll run from it like from fire. It's too dangerous. Let's get involved with this thing. It's almost impossible to come out clean. Ad kedei kach, that it says in the other Vishayim, he brings it, Haloshin Chazal, Kevin Sha'Allah Olam Lefdula, Nasir Roshah B'Shamayim. Person gets anointed to some public position, and if they take him off the Sefer Tzidikim, you go over there. Sefer, what happened? Very powerful. Does that mean always? No. It just means that the possibility is always there. Why? So the Rishonim explained, the Rishonim continues, and he says, because it's almost impossible, it's very, very difficult, that person should watch himself from a very, very serious transgression. Serious, very difficult transgression. The Chazal bring it, the Ben Yun explains it at length. It's called Hanoisim Chitam Be'eretz Chayim. And it puts them together with the worst of the worst. Apikorsim, what is the bottom of the pack? Together with the Moisra and the Machtiya Rabbim, Sayyid Hashem, all of the wonderful fellows. Right? What does this person do? Talmud Chacham, whatever it could be. But he got a public position, and it's the way it's referred to in Chazal, is that Moisra, here it is, Anoistim Chitam Be'eretz Chayim. It's called the people who Matilim Ema Al Hatzibur Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. They instill fear of themselves on Klai Yisrael, not L'Shem Shemayim. Now this is another double-headed sword. Because a person in position of authority and responsibility has a responsibility to instill his authority. The Rebbe is one of the Rebbe's last commandments to his son, who took over his position, was Zeroik Mora B'Talmidi. Throw in a fear into the hearts of Talmidi. Actually, I know who's boss. You don't have a certain. You're not going to be able to keep the authority that you need in sometimes unclear situations. There are places where you, as the leader, have the capability of understanding what's right. But every single person that you have to deal with is going to have to understand. And it's not always a position where you'll be able to explain it to him or not. Sometimes you have to be able to enforce your authority. There has to be that capability. So it's not, you have no way of escaping putting fear into the lives. But whatever you do has to be totally pure. There's no potential lishmo bolishmo over here. When you get to these things, it has to be the shem shemayim. You go one iota off the shem shemayim, and he fell into the big pit, down to the bottom. Right. So then he explains, I mean, it sounds a little bit harsh, distant. Explain five tragedies involved in this lechet. All he did is he misused his responsibility until the having people under his control and fearful from him becomes its end in and of itself. It's not purely shem shemayim. For the purpose of the proper uses of power. Five chesronim he gives for the danger of this chet. Shnayim shnei atzmoi v'ashloishim mitzad ha'am. Two for himself and three inside the am. I decided to go through the whole thing because I have a secret to tell you. Nobody can avoid this Messiah. Kids, marriage. Everybody is a Moishel, is a Melech, at least over his own home. Nobody can avoid. Everybody, usually besides his own home, has also some other people, friends, relatives, nephews, whatever it is, that are under his influence. Sometimes through business connections, you have people that you work for you, dependent on you for one reason or the other. This is not only for the Nasi of Klai Yisrael. The harshest form that's speaking about here is talking about the higher up, the harder you fall. Right? That's why it's a very dangerous operation to get involved in any position. Snares are abundant. You have to hate it. The last thing in the world you want. It's terribly dangerous. Right? But just like nobody could or would want to avoid accepting the responsibility of his own home, so too, each person according to his status and capabilities should not want or is not capable of avoiding taking on the public responsibilities that is of his position. Therefore, that's it. You have the guillotine on one side, the sword on the other, and you have to get moving. You have to do it. You have to take it on. So what do we do? You have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're involved in. So it's worth learning to everybody. Ashnayim mitzad ha'atzmot, two korbanos for himself, and three mitzad ha'am, three problems in relationship what it does to the people. Ashnayim mitzad ha'atzmot, ha'echot, ki ha'enu ish rima v'tzoreya. What is a man? Man is potential worms. We'll get there. Kri kamoit b'chayim chayusay. Person also goes on and sends it to the body. Not that much different when he's alive. Not as into vision that he wasn't mashpil himself. He didn't have a nevus. He was mistarig of mistarig shalei l'shem shemayim. That he was mistarig of shalei l'shem shemayim. He got machshavas agai v'bli yistarig nivsad ha'odah. Just with having feeling how great I am, without enforcing it on others, the poil, just thinking about it, can destroy a person. She never toivas Hashem kol gavadai. Toivas Hashem. All of our hatzlach in anything is dependent on siyat v'shmaya. A person is a toivo. Chances of siyat v'shmaya aren't as great. Can't say that they're eliminated, right? Because the yirachmi shemayim have no rule. But there are difficulties. It's not really, it's very almost impossible to stand in front of Ezra as a toiva and say, toiva speaking, I'd like to speak to the melech. Right? If you don't get straight into the melech, if you have to deal with some of the sorim, right? Hey, get you right out of there. Toiva is Hashem wants to come into the base of melech. Out. The Rechni Shemayim have no gvul. So there's no more for Yish ever praying for this place. But certainly this is something that's not very good. Avada to be Mamash HaToeva, it has to be that this is a person's basic character trait, or a basic character trait. Everybody has a little gaiva. I'm not talking about a person's not perfect on it, it's a toeva. But if a person becomes in a position of rabbanus, where people are bowing down to him all day in one way or the other, and he's feeling his power and his authority, it's very easy for it to become paramount in his personality. And then the man has fallen into a very deadly pit. So if it's him called Gavale, his chances for a siyat v'shmaya are so good. Very dangerous. The ruchni is begashmius. All of a sudden, it's on up. But they're up and up, going up and up and up. All of a sudden, what happened? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? And that was when he had siyat v'shmaya, he was only up and up and up. He turned into a Torah Hashem. Called Valet, all of a sudden, scandals, vices, all kinds of things happen, all the time. I'm not talking about anybody that's in the news. Rahashaini.
I mean, this is all theoretical, this never really happens in real life.
Of course, we're not talking about any particular people, person that we know. How some of these individuals who are especially in secular power systems, we don't have the koyach of Torah to support them, how they can stand this nisayon. So we can say on the people who don't have the koyach of shluchu d'rabbanan, that in Epinami they have no chance. Therefore, it's poshut that they're corrupt. It's not even an insult. It couldn't be any other way.
Right.
We wouldn't be better if they were in that position. Their one mistake was accepting the job. Or not getting out when the time was right. But from that, it was straight downhill. Either a person has to be a very high Torah stature, or as a shluch of the Rabbanan, so then he can be that's the one thing that can save him. But not that way. Yeah, they don't have a chance. No, there's not a chance in the world. It's suicide. Rabbanan, Yeshua said, he said in the Eldad Amedot, Rashi brings it, says, Kloy, Matalam Tzorchit Tziba Ben Kloy Me'alei. Give him a public position. Let's finish him off. So there are two protons. What does it mean? How's it going to finish it off? One is, everybody has to deal with the tzibur, right? Whatever you do, they'll finish you off.
Right.
Right? And the other way is this. This is tzaddikim. That's it. It's a killer.
You'll finish you off or you'll get wiped out yourself.
Yeah, one way or the other. Right? It'll kill it. Give him a public position. You hear that, what the punishments were in those days? The guy's acting up. Make him the Nasi. We'll show him. He'll learn a lesson now. Make him the pole position. A lot of these people. Alright, we won't talk about nowadays, right? The Hashemi, second reason. This sounds vaguely familiar to anything that you've ever read about in the papers. It's Bimikra. Nothing here. Of course not. Ki'odam chayev lehokin barachay liboy b'chol eis. Lahashkin du liboy eime v'yira me'al p'nei Hashem. Number one thing a person needs to keep alive in the world of looking is Yir Shemayim. So he tells us a secret here, explains in other places, but that doesn't happen by itself. There's no automatic Yir Shemayim. You're not born with it, and you can't pick it up some immediate Me'alim. A person has to be on a constant daily basis through applying thought processes, Marche Liboy, the Cholais, all the time, to keep the Yir Shemayim going. The Rishoyim Nehmer, V'lui Omer B'Lavolim Nira Noas Hashem Lakein. The Rishoyim are those, what happened to Rishoyim? They're great people, what happened? The only way you make one mistake. They never said in their hearts, let's make an effort to be Yir Shemayim. They took that for granted. Ended up Rishoyim. It's not Yir Shemayim. Very hard. Can't make it through the world. You didn't make efforts. You didn't say in your heart, let's go get at Yir Shemayim. Not going to get it. Not going to get it. So that's all he did wrong. So he ended up. Listen to our Rishon's understanding of what's wrong with being in this type of position. Person's involved in making people afraid of him. There's no room left in his heart for years of Hashem. He's busy having people fearing him. He's going the other direction. He should be using his thought processes, his efforts, to figure out how he can get himself to fear the Rabbani Shalom. He's using his koyachos to figure out ways and means how he can get people to fear him. The nemar moishel ba'odam tzadik, moishel yiras elokim. What does that mean? No, can I have any rabboni? It's going to be. He says, no, there's an exception. Moishel ba'odam tzadik, moishel yiras elokim. Okay, which is a pasuk in Mishlei. It's a pasuk in Shmuel. Perush, roi elios moishel ba'odam. Who should be, who is roi to have a position of authority? Tzadik, shum moishel yiras elokim. That his memshala is based on Yir Shemayim. He, in himself, is moishel yiras elokim. And therefore, he doesn't have this danger. Then it's already fitting that the Am should have fear. So it'll be kosher, it'll be alright. But Lula is nice. If it's not coming for you, Shemayim, it doesn't have a chance. Gaiva, opposite of Yirat Shamayim. Those are the two problems with Tzidut. Okay. So he's a Tzidut, Hashem, yes, no Yirat Shamayim. Chances that now you want him to stay Elach? With what? Tzidut, Hashem, no Siyat HaDishmayim. No Yirat Shamayim. He's saying this all the time. What's left? That's it. That's two problems with Tzad Atzma. Vashloi Shaponim Shem Mitzad Ha'am. Remember a story that was once, Yifta told me, that he heard from the Tulsa Rav, there was a meeting in a certain place in Europe, a lot of Rabbonim got together, and the subject came out, what should be done because the authority of Rabbonim was being undermined, and their prestige. So people were giving speeches in Joshua's and Asus and Isis and Zion. And when everybody's finished, they turn to Tulsa Rav, who was from the older, what do you say on the subject? So he got up, this tall man, and cleared his throat. He made it very quiet. And he said, a mechabit is mir mechabit. And he sat down. A person who is honorable receives honor. That was the end of the conversation. He finished off the whole meeting. Says you can't sit down and figure out why we're going to make the people should have more covered for us. Don't work that way. That's the wrong sit. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work hard. You want to succeed? Work on your Shemai. Then you'll be a Moshe Baruch. Tzadik, Moshe Yosef, to be a Moshe Baruch. Without it, the people who face the great Rabbonim, Kivege, afraid of Rabbonim, saying to Rabbonim, replied for a position, saying he received it as a helper in a bathhouse. One day, the Kila comes, Kivege, where is he? He's in a different town in the bathhouse. And 2 days later, he's back. He's back on his available clothes, and who are you? In the bathhouse. What are you doing there? I said, Rabbonim's too dangerous. And I have to get out. I heard the position in the paper opening. I applied, it took me, I went down. So where are you back? So the first day on the job, I was doing it the way I was told to do. And the guy who's been there for 15 years came and screamed at me and says, you don't know how to do it, you're the first day on the job, don't you know anything? Right? So I'll show you how to do it. You're just a little, new guy on the job. He said, if you can be a Valgaiva being a bath hand, might as well be a Rav. If that's not going to be a rub, you can have it anywhere. It doesn't even have to be, Melech al Makli, little kings. All little kings. Everybody has. I have to remember which way we're supposed to be going. Okay? Watch. You're busy figuring out why people should come to that. Working your Shemayim. But then, you're right. If you'll be working your Shemayim, then you get the real respect. If you're working on yours yourself, then you're going to fall into these people. You have another three to go. That should be bad enough. No, you have three more. Very interesting, important, each one of themselves. Ashlei Shaponim Shem Mitzad Am, the three evils that he does in terms of the Am. One, Ki Mitzad Vetzibo Vatolosei Mosa. You're not a tzar, are you? How about tzaring a whole class, or a whole tzibur? Every time the person can feel a little uncomfortable, when they shouldn't be, and it's not necessary. So they're not doing that and calling them names, right, by hitting them, or you made them feel bad, you want to do it. Vision. What's his problem? Makes you feel bad. And then, like some of the issues on me say, like if you tell a gear, remember your father or his Lord. You know, his Lord. Express the authority when you think you shouldn't. No need for it. Not ashamed for mine. Right, let's bring it down to ourselves again, kids. Right, there are times when it's not, but now you just. Bring me my shoes. Slave. A kid. Well, I'm going to be mechanic in Berlin, I'm mechanic in Berlin, you have a chair. You have a slave. You want to give that to him. If he wants, mechanic, give that name. Yeah. But demanding it that way, is there sometimes you have to do it? Is there such an idea? Because you want to train them, give that name?
Yeah.
But make sure you do it when you're not lazy. That'll be the trick, right? But if you're doing it with do it when you'd rather do it yourself. Right? Ask him to wash the dishes when you'd rather do it yourself. So you can do it better and quicker, but you want to change it. I still have to help. So I'll have to suffer through the praying process. But I'm too lazy to sit back. I have prayer servants that get tired. I'll do that.
That's one. Two.
Ki kama mishoyim boim mesibes atalas ima. A lot of times when people get under a situation of fear, they don't want to face up to it. And instead of when something went a little bit wrong, instead of facing up to it, they try to cover it up. In order to do that, they do a bigger wrong, and a bigger wrong, and a bigger wrong. This is a very important thing also, training your children. If punishments, or especially psychological punishments, child can't face up to it. Teach him to lie. You'll teach him to fake things. You'll teach him that when he has a problem, don't go to help. You have to keep open communication lines, even when he's in trouble. If the Rebbe beat him up, screamed at him, threw him out of class, and he deserved it, what's going to happen? He's going to come home. Last time he came home, he told Abba. Abba told him, you got punished? Here's another one. You acted up in class? I'll show you. He's going to come back again. House school, like, no problems. All of a sudden, he gets a call from the principal. Oh, could you come down? We have a problem with your son. I'd like to speak to you about it. Well, my angel? He's been telling me for weeks, no problems anymore. I'm sure he's been telling you that. What'd you do when you told me you had a problem? Keep the communication lines open. This is difficult when the kids are young. Extremely difficult when the kids are old. Many, many teenagers go through a rebellious stage where they do all kinds of very, very not pleasant things for the parents. And many times the main purpose is to get the parents. What's an assignment? Are you going to break off the relationship? Steel arm clueless to retain the relationship when they're spinning on you. Hi, Abba, spit. Oh, hi. It was nice. It's all right. It's not right at all, but you might start stalling. Don't do it. Boom. But told you, I don't want you to do those kind of things. Old man. Get everybody. Remember when we did carpet? It'll happen. We'll get there. These are things that dependent on this. We have to punish. But the punishments have to be in a way that they're within the capability of the child to accept. And that it should not break down the basic relationship. No chinuch process could ever be worth the price of breaking down the relationship. The kid's crying and putting on a fit doesn't mean the relationship was found at the least. That doesn't mean breaking down the relationship. But if you beat up the kid and are really angry and then you don't speak to him for 2 days or even 2 hours, then you break the relationship. You punished him, punishment's over, that's it. Now he's finished, he's your friend. Back, everything's normal. Who's going to reestablish the relationship? You have to. Kid's hurting. Hurts. Daddy punched me. Daddy has to bring him back. Here. So then he was telling us each person has to know that if you put in too much fear, you won't be able to handle it. Tremendous experiences can come out of that. And the third thing is a very interesting one also. Ki am kodesh, shehem oivde Hashem yisborach, ein lehem leikone v'loser edo. Avodai heim v'loi avodai v'avodai. The Rebbe Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim, that for all times and in all situations, we serve only. We have no responsibility, not only no responsibility, but it is a, not just below our dignity, our personal dignity, but our dignity as the Am Kodesh, as the Abdei Hashem, that we can't be involved in servitude to anybody else. No boss of Edom. In a minute we'll see the exception, of course, where the boss of Edom is the representative of the Rebbein Shalom, as we had before. But without the Shem Shemayim, stam, not as a Melech b'Yir Shemayim, a Moishel b'Odom Tzadik, a Moishel Yir Zalakim, ein lehem nikon the boss of Edom. The Eino Yivin Haroi, who is Moir boss of Edom, Acha Aleyan, there should be no fear that they have for any human being, only when it's for Hashem Shemayim. Shenemar ki li v'nei yisrael avodim, avodai heim v'lo yavodim avodim. Atem tiyolim amlechus koyim v'goy kodesh. Roshim koyanin adonim v'sor. This is Moshe ben Yehuda. Ben Hashem has it already explained. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu said that 600,000 is too hard for him. Well, it's too hard. The mayor of New York handles millions. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't as strong a leader as the mayor of New York. The answer is, how's it going? That's some people in the street. A couple million there, a couple billion here, a couple million there, no problem. But 600,000 kings? Well, that's a problem. Two Jews, three opinions. Why? Because everybody's a authority. This is in our essence. It was part of the Jewish mitzvahs that was created in our sinas. No one could be complained against us. Every Jew's walking, he takes over. Why? He's a king. I'm doing it. Sorry. Jews. Don't bow down to nobody. No gods, no peoples. We play the game if we have to, but that's Yaakov Avinu bowed down 7 times. You have to play the game. You have to know how to do that too. It's only from the outside out. And you have to know when you can push stuff down. You have to bow down. You have to inspect the bow down. But internally, really, you should feel. Of what I am, really, I'm going to have. I'll feel nothing. Nobody's going to do it. But it seems that in Eretzel in particular, there's something in the air or the water that the children get this early on. And a lot of us Anglo-Saxons, that sweet American, music, English people, come to Eretzel and their child, and it's a Sabra. Where do you come from? I'm not like that. My wife's not like that. My grandma's not like that. My grandpa's not like that. It's in the air. They become a local. We call it the chutzpah. It's not really chutzpah. It's pierced us with chutzpah. They're malach. They're not so sophisticated. They're not developed on kids. So they don't use it so right. They make mistakes. But they have greater dosages of it here. The Jewish covet comes out stronger here. Some of us, so much chutzniks have a problem with our early kids. It's a chakum. If they were born here, forget about it. If they were born in Chutz La'aretz and you brought them here as children, 2 years later, also forget about it. Forget Israelis. Israelis have an extra dosage. Don't expect that total authority in the house. Only the Shem Shemayim. It's not the Shem Shemayim. These kids, three there. Look, it's Kohanim. Look like God. And we shall. Wherever they come in, Kohanim, so I'm going. That's what it is. Some three, seven, by seven figure. By three. Some of them by 2 months, 9 and a half. But this is a very important idea that each person has to apply to himself in every position where he is using the prestige and authority that comes from the prestige of his position.
So that's really, I mean, if that's channeled properly, it's good that a kid's born there. Just, you know, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it has its difficulties, but on the other side, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. If you know that this is what it is, it makes it easier. It seems that everybody's gone through it. Everybody thinks, what's wrong with my kids? What happened? I don't have my kids. They're here, great, they're learning tremendously. But that's what's going on. And sometimes my kids, embarrassed, don't talk to anybody. I wish his kids would be like any of his kids. My brother's kids. You know what his brother's saying? What's happening to my kids? Since I came to Israel, I have kids. I wish to be like him. So I just inform you, everybody has a problem. Some a little more, some a little less. Boys are a little worse than the girls. That's it. It's unbelievable. That's the way it is. You have to grin there. But if you know where it's coming from, it's easier to grin there. If you think that something went wrong, or not doing something right, things not right, you're doing anything wrong, okay, that's fine. You're not the wrong cheder. It'll be the same thing as everybody else. It's the water. It's were born under the auspices of the malach of that nation. Even though we're still in Golos here in itself, but we're not under, there's no malach yet. So, the Jews back straighten up at two. The parents who still made it under the years bound to the old of the line. They used to be much more subdued. He doesn't have his koyach of the Malachas Kohanim still strongly on the surface.
The potential for Yerushalayim is tremendous.
But don't expect that to happen at 7.
No.
Not at 15 either.
Whatever.
Right. So what's going to be? You're going to have some rough years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tzar Gidol Borim goes off the chayim. Everybody has to have a certain amount of Yisur. Nobody will be able to make it without it. Right. So these are the good Yisur.
What about those of us who are adults and come here at 30, 40, 50, whatever?
Slowly it affects us.
It affects us also.
Yeah, slowly. Not like the kids. Not like the kids. See, the difference also is that adults generally have more of a shell. Kids are more honest.
Yeah. Straightforward.
Boom, you know.
We have all these defenses that have us locked in. It's harder to get out.
Straight between the eyes, right? So if your wife says it's something that you really don't like, she asks if you want seconds. You say, yeah, maybe not. Right? A little full.
Right.
What? So I would need the first. Don't do that again. Okay, don't you know that? I told you last time you make that. That's just, if you don't like it, just speak nicely. So, please. I like what you made yesterday. It was really good. As we get, forget it. And it's just none of that for me. So I don't know. Does Abba like that? You should make that for Abba. He likes that stuff. I can't make it. Wait till Abba comes home. He tells the mother. Wait till I'm going to ask him if he likes it. Let's see if he eats it. We'll see. That's a race between the kids and the mother. Who's going to speak out the word in the edgewise to Abba when he comes on the door? Good. All right, now we'll go to the frying pan. We were in the frying pan. Now we'll go to the fire. It's only in one word in the prestige. prestige, at least, has an aspect of power that's coming from something that has real merit to it, at least could have. But then the Mishnah finishes, worse, like even a stronger language, or like a quip, a stronger language than the Sonnes of Abonis, is Alphys Fatima. Don't have anything to do with them. They shouldn't know you exist. What's Rishus? Rishus means power. Basically, it refers to Malchus in terms of Edom, or all other forms of political power, where are different forms of might equals right. You owe me because if I'm not in a position, they call me a bandit. If I'm in a position, they call me prime minister. I told you like this, it doesn't require me to do it. Depends. If I'm a businessman, they call me a crook. Well, they call me a prime minister. Putting hands in the public thing. Depends. If I'm a business partner,
kind of.
Yeah. If I'm the czar of something, I'm doing my job. What do you expect?
I have to appropriate funds.
It's all official. It's in the book. It's called Yichudim. Title: Official Ganeda. Everybody has it. Couldn't survive without it. Yeah, all these things are true. But the whole system, from A to Z, right, is
closed.
C-O-R-U-P-D, right, or rough. Didn't start here in this Latin America. It's an old story. Right, this is Rishus. This is power that's coming from any form of political power. It has no source in the code and the prestige of the people in Tzad Atzma. But only in all kinds of forms of how to obtain power. They gobble you up. You should know. They should know who you are. Why? Two reasons. One is, as soon as they can get some benefit from you, they'll pick you up, they'll smile nicely, they'll bring you in, they'll make you feel. As soon as they've had enough, they've gotten out of you what they need. How's the saying go?
Yeah. Newspaper.
What?
It's like a newspaper the day after.
Then you just?
That's it. You just throw it in there.
Out. Go. Who gives you out? Play it. Out. Bye. And if they can, you know, skin you. Make sure you just bone, no skin left, before they throw you out. Don't do that.
The fishing process.
Skin clearing. Fish till it's just raw, just the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pick up. I'm not talking about anything that's happening in the press today either. Although there may be certain.
It's just theoretical.
Yeah, it's not theoretical. Even though you average me, the newspapers say that folks are a little bit familiar. I'm not talking about that. But the idea, we have to know. The idea we have to know. A person who gets into these people's hands has two problems. Number one is, you're in a system that is created to destroy you. Because it has, officially, sometimes this happens even with the moisties. That this type of a problem happens. You do a job for them. Right? You do a job.
Monster?
For Moisit. Sometimes it happens as this type of problem also. Right? And you should get paid X for it. And you get paid X minus Y for it. Why? Y minus Y. I'm ahead of a Moisit. And all this money is my stuff. So it's my responsibility to make sure that you don't get a penny more than I can make sure you don't get. So if the accepted value for this job is $3 an hour, you'll suffice for the Dali. Now, if you don't say a word, because it might stop him, you know? When you made your salary, did you make that pleasure? And even if you did, could you do that to other people? Because sometimes a lot of these type of problems that a person gets, ki'ilu l'shem shemayim. And therefore I have to jip the other guy. Here I can ring him. I can make sure that ring him for every nickel. Make sure he doesn't get a single nickel or anything. Why? Public good. There are all kinds of cliches that they hide behind. Public good. Good of the party, good of this, good of me, good of whatever. Who's the party? Reshus, anything that's power, dangerous. Because they're geared, by definition, they admit it. They say it straight out. That's the way it should be. Whatever we can use you for the public, we'll use you for. As soon as we can get you, then I'll tell you. Make an appointment. Call me tomorrow. Bye. But you have any political power? You know, I don't know what you for. You did your job. They don't pretend otherwise. It's the official system. That's number one. Number two is that a position under that type of Nisoyan, where you're under, especially when it's kings or you're under, you have to play the game. So you can play it right many times. But all it takes is one mistake. Now, sometimes in the old days, with the head. Sometimes it's off with the job, sometimes it's off with the money. But at the end, it's a no-win situation. Dangerous. So one would think, don't keep away from the Rishus, the other guy. But if I'm the Rishus, it's a good one. So here, everything that we said in Sonyas and Rabbonis, Kol Shekein, Sonyas and Rishus, power, which is not coming from the authority of value, but the authority of might, is by definition corrupt. And here it is true what they say, that power corrupts. You're in an impossible situation. You're going to be different? You're not going to be different. Maybe a few months, a few weeks. You're not going to be different. You're going to be just like that guy who grew up. Now I'll get there, I'll be there. If a person is forced into position, again, Moshe be yourself king. That's his only way out. Then, when his only interest is Hashem Shemayim, when he's a shluchi d'rabbanan, when he's coming to be a real servant of the people, not using that as a people servant of his, then he has a chance. All right, this Mishnah is a very important Mishnah. Like all of these types of Mishnahs, the right person has to learn the right Mishnah at the right time. When you're faced with a boss, for example, and he's pressing on you a little, you have to be careful when it'll be time to teach him the Mishnah. You have to know how to... me? You can't talk to me that way. You find yourself out of chat. You have to know it. We also have to know when to apply what. We have to know when we're in the position of power, then we have to really know. When the underling, then we have to know how to play the game. While at the same time retaining our self-respect. But we have to remember that our self-respect is not because my name is Mo. It's because I'm an Eved Hashem. And this is Bodo Gumanusen, that a person who puts in, he's an underling, he works with somebody, a tyrant. But he puts in his hour, dafyoni. In 15 minutes, he learns a little Musa. And he has a relationship in davening, he has a relationship to the Baruch. He has an internal self-identity as a Jew. And whatever form he gives it to him, he's a Bodo. He's a man. And there's an interesting thing. This has been borne out time and time again, especially the Jews, that if a person, a person that has internal value, a person who has self-control, who has Yerushalayim, who has Kriyas HaTorah in him, And he doesn't push it around. Just be sorry for what people throw on him. In the beginning, it's like that, and afterwards, it changes. What happens? Long for people respect. You are a melech. You are an Eved Hashem. Comes to people relate to. Under the surface, somewhere the message goes through. So this is a mafuga that I can't relate to. So when we're under the pressure of somebody who should know his mission and does, don't come at it. It's not going to work. Work on your own self-respect. Internally, not towards him. Don't relate to him at all. Yourself. You'll be working on the Avdi, on the Eved Hashem, and being a greater level of Eved Hashem, whatever you are, go up a notch. Make an extra effort to be an Eved Hashem. The Rav Shalom will work like that. Direct approach, you want to try it. So like always, these Mishnayos, if you're using it right, you can teach us language. You say this of life, and you say this about Tzlof, Kabbalah, and Tzlof, and Tzlof. If you misuse the Mishnayos, you misuse the Musa Chazal. Of course, some Chayim in the medium book, some of others in the medium book. I should give us the Tzech and the Daf for them to use the equipment, the tools, the insights that the Mishnayos are teaching us to know how to apply them properly.